You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
The same old Padda and Seamus, stay locked on to Soca Session on the Seeker 90.3 FM. Hey, where they play brand new soca in Montreal. Same old Padda and Seamus. No.
Soca in your 514.
Musical mix. Musical mix.
Eat something before you go. Musical mix.
I feel it, don't drink around.
doctor tell me when this time comes. I don't always have the symptoms. So in future, have some liquor. Madame Jeffrey, oh, get up, get up, get up.
Mix.
Unite all family.
Boy, it's Christmas again.
Oh, sing it to me.
Boy, it's Christmas again.
It's musical mix. It's musical mix.
Musical mix. Musical mix. We'll be right back.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E B-double-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Look at me dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride. Was attracted by the voice of a little boy. As he strolled along the street, no shoes on his feet. As he walked, he continued to repeat.
Listen, Mama, I want you to tell Santa Claus
to bring a trumpet and a concertina for me. I'm so lonely and I have no children close by me.
Musical mix. Musical mix.
Come on.
I was among a big family, eating and drinking. want to sit down right there?
That is your family.
Welcome back, everyone, to
Soca in your 514.
This is yours truly, Rachel Georgiana, also known as Soca Head, with none other than Junior, also known as Production Sounds. Thank you for everyone joining us this evening, to both returning and new listeners. So, recap of last week, we had our very first female DJ. She goes by the name of DJ Red Rose. She is one of Montreal's premier female entertainers who actually perfected her mixtape skills while living in Jamaica. You can listen to her Soca mix at ckut.ca under Programming and Archives and select Soca Sessions.
Soca in your 514.
As for tonight, we have a DJ representing both St. Vincent and Trinidad. He goes by the name of DJ Akin. So stay tuned to hear about him.
Soca in your 514.
Time for Soca in the media. So Bungie Garland and his lovely wife Fayanne, along with the Gillette Group, they've been working on a new platform for Caribbean artists, not only actually the main ones that we know about, but all different kinds of artists to showcase their talents and provide a way to make income. The platform is actually called Crending, where talent meets technology. It will provide access to artists to have a live show with no time restrictions, which IG and other streaming platforms have, as well as access to venues for their live shows and to possibly sell merchandise and products. As I mentioned, it's not only for the main Caribbean artists we all know about, but it's going to give a chance for other artists to showcase their talents like pan, chutney, food, fashion, and comedy. They're actually currently in talks with the Copyright Organization of Trinidad and Tobago to ensure that copyright and virtual space issues have, you know, been thoroughly reviewed. The first phase is to promote what the creatives have in store to promote their talents. The second phase is actually to launch the website, which is set to actually launch in not too long, December 28th. And the third phase is to launch the actual app, which is set for January 15th. So essentially, Bungie and Fayanne, being aware, of course, of COVID's impact on not only them and their teams, but artists who are struggling to showcase their talents, they're really just trying to keep that dream alive and to create a platform for the Caribbean like iTunes. That's mainly what their goal is. As a matter of fact, for those who are interested and serious about their talents, the contact information to inquire about it will be posted on all social media platforms soon. So make sure you look out for that. So you can actually follow Bungie or follow Fayanne for more information.
Soca in your 514.
Now to switch gears. So something happened, something that pretty much took over the Soca world these last maybe 2 weeks, I'd say now. I won't spend a lot of time on it because it's really just not my style, but I am here to bring you news that does affect the Soca world. And that is that Major Hype has actually been accused of domestic violence against his wife, Kirby. The allegations are actually really wild, to say the least. And due to these allegations, Major Hype has lost about 100,000 followers, as well as the Passion Weekend for his birthday that was planned for this weekend was canceled. All I'm going to say is, of course, domestic violence is never right. Whether it's a man to a woman or a woman to a man, it's just not right. And honestly, people really just need to know themselves. If anybody you know, or if even yourself, you've experienced this before, you can always call 1-800-363-9010. It's a domestic violence hotline. I know it's not an easy situation, but you know what? A change has to start somewhere.
Soca in your 514.
So, switching gears to something a little lighter, Dominica actually just announced that their carnival that was supposed to take place February 15th and 16th is now going to take place in 2022. Honestly, I wonder which other country will be next to add their cancellation. But guess what? I have actually some good news. I found a list of carnivals taking place within the next couple of months that you may be able to partake in. So get your pen and pencils ready. All right, so Puerto Rico's carnival, which is set to take place February 12th to 16th, is open and accepting guests. Dominican Republic Carnival, which apparently it takes place the whole month of February, but this year is only supposed to take place February 27th, they're also open and accepting guests. Kirakou Carnival, February 15th and 16th, is open and accepting guests. Haiti Carnival is open and accepting guests, and their carnival takes place February 16th. Martinique Carnival, which takes place February 11th to 17th, is open, but they're not accepting U.S. travelers. Sorry, guys. Aruba Carnival, which takes place as soon as we get into the new year till February 25th, is open and accepting guests. And lastly, Curacao Carnival is on, guys. February 15th, it's open and accepting guests, but based on country. So for those who have been catching Tabanca bad for the last couple of months, especially knowing this time of year last year, we were counting down for Trini Carnival, I included. At least now you know you have some alternatives. But please remember, this time around there is a huge risk, aka COVID. So make sure to decide if you do go through with it, that you follow the necessary guidelines and restrictions. Please wash your hands and please, please, please stay safe.
Soca in your 514.
All right, time to get to the music. Time for releases. And speaking of carnivals, Trinidad Killa released a song very fitting for the occasion called Freedom. So it seems to be a trend these days to release your song on your birthday. And actually, an artist who recently did this, she celebrated her 23rd birthday, Miss Nyla Blackman. She released her song called Big Deal. And the next artist to follow this same trend is actually Miss Nadia Batson. She released a song in time for her birthday called Sugar Daddy. And now it's about that time of year where DJ Private Ryan releases his tracks. He recently released a new quarantine press play mix, which includes a collaboration with himself and Irfan Alves. It's just a sample. The track is not released yet, but it is so good. Listen to this. And another song that's found on DJ Private Ryan's mix by Adam O called Far Away. This one here, it's actually too nice. Baby, why you so damn far?
I'm
Also, Farmer Nappy released a song called Backyard Jam. And youngster Aaron Duncan released his new song called Stay. Releases for the week.
Soca in your 514.
So next week we have a surprise, a foreign guest per se. He is Canadian, but he's not from Montreal. Next week we have the pleasure of sharing DJ Higher Level Soca Mix. DJ Higher Level is a Trini Canadian who's been DJing for over 20 years, two decades. So make sure you guys tune in to hear his mix. You will not be disappointed. Also, in case any of you missed any of the episodes that have been playing of Soca in your 514, you can always find them at ckut.ca under programming and archives. Always, guys, Soca in your 514, want to remind you it's here to give positivity, good vibes, and maybe a wine or two. Guys, continue to send your mixes, ladies, too. You
Soca
heard DJ Red
your 514
last week, and it was lit. They can be sent to productionsounds@gmail.com or via WhatsApp at 514-862-6321. And one last thing, Christmas Day is the annual show on Island Rhythms hosted by myself, Soca Head, and Production Sounds from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., where we'll be bringing all the sweet tunes from Parang to Soca to Reggae. You can actually call us live that day at 514-443-4013 to send in your shout-outs to your friends and family since we're not able to see them. So don't miss that. I'm going to say that's on Christmas Day from 2 to 5. And guys, if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping, I hope you're almost done. If you can, please avoid the mall. It breeds corona. Think about it. Stay safe.
Soca in your 514.
And now we have the people's DJ, DJ Akin. He's a Vinci representing Trinidad and St. Vincent who migrated to Montreal in 2005. He was introduced to DJing by veteran DJ of New Concept Crew, DJ Ricardo. And he's actually the official DJ of Top Shelf Family, which is a promotional and event planning group based in St. Vincent. Make sure to follow him on Instagram at dj.akin, that's A-K-I-N.
Soca in your 514.
This is Soca Head and, of course, Mr. Production Sounds for Soca in your 514. And remember, guys, Soca is love, Soca is life, and Soca is freedom.
Soca in your 514. Soca in your 514.
DJ Akin.